In the lunchtime edition, a car damaged, but no one injured in a shootout at Parish Land Christchurch. Residents express alarm at the brazen gun attack and urge more efforts to quell the gun violence. Government allocates tens of millions in the next financial year to fix this country's roads, millions being spent over the next month. The opposition leader urges government to decentralize the operations of MTW, and singing legend Roberta Flack dead at the age of 88. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government will be spending about $60 million over the next financial year on repairing this country's roads, many of which are deemed to be in a poor condition. The plan has been outlined by the Minister of Transport and Works, Santier Bradshaw, as debate on government's estimates of revenue and expenditure resumed today in the House of Assembly. Ms. Bradshaw noted the large number of complaints about the state of the roads, which she said prompted the administration to allocate an additional $35 million for a mill and pave program to repair more than 70 roads last year. Another almost $30 million will be spent over the next month.
Currently ongoing is another focus program which will see another $28 million invested before the end of the financial year into upgrades of a number of roads, which while some are mill and pave, others are roads which quite frankly have been raised over and over at Paris Speaks, on social media, by our depots, by MPs, and even aspiring candidates.
The Transport Minister says the road infrastructure has been neglected over many years and now requires extensive attention.
What we know from a sample taken in 2022-23 of approximately 600 kilometers of our 2100 kilometer network, including portions of the ABC highway, major highways, and some other roads, is that 31% of the major highways were found to be in poor condition, which simply means that they require major reconstruction or intervention. The survey also found that roads which were deemed not okay were those roads which required minor to moderate intervention. This year's estimates have taken into account the unpredictability of climatic events and the need for us to continue to accelerate the maintenance and rehabilitation of our critical infrastructure. We've allocated over $57 million in these estimates to the roads and bridges.
Minister of Transport and Works, Santier Bradshaw. Meantime, the opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, sees the need to decentralize the operations of the Ministry of Transport and Works.
So I know the depot system has generally worked well, but government has before it a proposal on local governance, which will create local assemblies across this country, and those local assemblies will requisition the work that needs to be done in each assembly. I think we had about 20 or 21 of them, and it will rationalize and make the work within the Ministry of Transport and Works so much easier, so that this population doesn't have to run to a politician and ask about a street light or a pothole.
Mr. Thorne believes decentralization will improve delivery of services.
There should be a local assembly which requisitions the work from within the Ministry of Transport and Works and make this important work a lot easier for the government. It is no point in 2025 for a single minister or a single ministry, centralized as it is, to be, except for the few depots, to be administering all the work in every nook and cranny of Barbados.
The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, in the lunchtime edition. A car was damaged, but no one injured in a shootout at Parish Land Christchurch last night. Starcom Network News understands the incident happened about 20 minutes to 7. We were told that a motorcyclist and another man exchanged gunfire, damaging a parked car. Police arriving at the scene located neither individual. A resident expressed alarm at what transpired.
I mean, there were children all around, and I think that the type of person that was really happened was actually plaiting the hair a little girl that could have been hit. Andy, if you see the place where the bullets hit, you know that it's only the mercies of God that the person didn't, the platter of the hair and the little child didn't get hurt, and other kids that were there playing. It's a place where everybody frequently playing at the corner down there. Everybody kind of come there and have fun and stuff like that. And for something like this to happen is really shocking, you know what I mean? And of course, irresponsible, because nobody should ever, you know, see children around and see people around and create that kind of ruckus behavior and attitude in the area.
He's concerned about the gun violence in the country generally.
Gun violence is a serious thing in Barbados, and we have been, across the nation of Barbados, people have been praying that this thing will stop in all of the different parishes that's happening. The 10,000 points of light that the recent group is doing is a tremendous means of trying to help dampen some of the things that's happened, the crime that's happened across the country. And I hope that people will get involved in this and that our young men, you know, would be more responsible.
A resident of Parish Land Christchurch, the Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, is calling on CARICOM nations to invest more in the regional response mechanism to boost resilience against climate hazards. He was speaking at the RRM After Action Review and Consultation here in Barbados this morning.
We in the Caribbean often don't do what it is we need to do to provision necessary organizations until the crisis hits. We come at the back end and we say we should have. And then we put it in place after the event has happened. I use Sedima as an example. It is difficult to get some Caribbean territories to make their financial commitments to Sedima. And people tend not to recognize the importance of Sedima until they need Sedima. Sometimes the organizations have to beg to be funded. They operate on shoestring budgets. But then when the disaster hits or the reason for that organization comes to the fore, we expect that organization to deliver as if they were the best funded, best provisioned, and best organized organization in the world. The reality is not if we can be affected, it's when.
Barbados' Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams. Roberta Flack, the Grammy-winning soul singer, best known for her celebrated interpretations of romantic ballads like Killing Me Softly with His Song, as well as her professional collaborations and social activism, has died at the age of 88. According to a statement from her publicist, Ms. Flack died at home, surrounded by her family. Her death followed several years of health challenges, including a diagnosis revealed publicly in late 2022 of ALS. The progressive condition, often referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease, made it impossible for Ms. Flack to sing, her representative said at the time. Roberta Flack, dead at the age of 88. Our top stories. A car damaged but no one injured in a shootout at Parish Land Christchurch last night. Meantime, residents there are alarmed at the brazen gun attack and urge more efforts to quell the gun violence in the country. Government allocates tens of millions of dollars in the next financial year to fix this country's roads, approximately 60 million to be exact. The Transport Minister, Sanjay Bradshaw, says millions will be spent over the next month. The opposition leader, Ralph Thorne, urges government to decentralize the operations of MTW, singing legend Roberta Flack, dead at the age of 88. The lunchtime edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCN Group. I'm Stetson Bann. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net, WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.